Hello and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era video game music.
Yes, some 20 years later, we are keeping the tradition alive.
And so this is episode 114.
First episode of the new year.
Yes.
The regular new year.
Yes, the regular new year. Not our new year.
Sure.
So a couple things I wanted to mention real quick before we get to today's topic is I never mentioned it before, but you know, if you remember on the most recent beat 'em up episode that we did, you know, Punching and Kicking 2.
Yeah.
I talked about that doing that getting ready for bed montage sequence to the track from Comba Tribes,
right?
Called, you know, Martha's Truth. And I never mentioned it on the podcast, but I, you know, we posted the video, but I ended up making a video for that in case anybody's interested.
Okay.
So we posted it on legacymusichour.com.
Right.
And go there and you can find the posting for that. Or if not, you can just, if you type in, I think just type in getting ready for bed, Brent Weinbach on YouTube, you can watch that video. And it's basically it's like a montage training sequence, but getting ready for bed and to that track from the Comba Tribes.
Yeah.
So Martha's Truth. So check that out if you're interested. Yeah. The last episode I said Daiboken. I said it meant side story. You know, if you remember that?
Sure.
I was wrong about that. Gaiden is side story. Daiboken just means adventure or big adventure.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Bill and Ted's excellent Daiboken.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Or I would even say Bill and Ted's Daiboken, because excellent adventure almost seems to mean Daiboken.
Like, oh, big,
you know,
Daiboken is an excellent adventure.
Well, it's a big adventure, I think. So big could be kind of like excellent, you know. So
okay.
Bill and Ted's Daiboken.
All right. Daibogus.
Daibogus. Yeah. Right. Bill and Ted's Daibogus Adventure.
Daibogus Journey.
Daibogus Journey, yeah.
Yes.
So, or Daibogus Gaiden. Bill and Ted's Bogus Gaiden. Bill and Ted's Daiboken. You know, the episode 112 poll, we'll announce those, I guess, at the end, even though it's already posted on Facebook.
Right.
And okay, I'll talk about that later. All right, so one more thing before we move on to this episode's topic is we received some gifts.
Oh, right, from various Santasons.
Yeah, various Santasons.
Right.
So, I guess we thought we'd open up these gifts right now, right?
Now, I opened some of them up already.
Right.
I saw gifts addressed to Legacy Music Hour, packages, I should say.
Yeah.
I opened them up. That's what I do.
Sure, yeah.
It didn't
say
don't open until Xmas.
Yeah.
It didn't say don't open until episode recording.
Yeah.
So I saw them, I opened them, end of story.
Sure. But some of them you didn't.
Some of them I didn't. So I
have no idea. I have no idea what they are. So this is going to be an adventure. This is going to be a Daiboken, basically, for me, because I don't know what this is going to be.
Okay, so this is the first shipment that came
now,
in
do
here.
You know who these come from, or is it, you don't know?
I don't know. I think these are from The Gabe.
Okay.
Listener The Gabe.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Because they all come from different areas, and he had mentioned that he was set up a shipment. So first of all, okay, we've got here. I wish you had that sound effect ready.
Oh shoot! I already can see what it is, and I wish I had it ready too, actually. But
I didn't want to tell you that.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Skitchen.
Right. Hold on. Maybe I can.
You should play that.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
For every gift. Effect. Okay.
All right.
The bad boys who made Rash are back to thrash in Skitchen. Grab your skates, steal a ride on a car bumper, and you're off. Skating and hitching, Skitchen, it's bitchin'.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty edgy for a box cover.
Sure.
I mean, that alone, you read that, you say, I gotta have this, if it's 1994.
Sure.
93, I should say. Okay, so that's one game.
All right, yeah. That's,
I'm looking forward to...
That's
two-player, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
It's two-player.
All right.
You got to give it a go.
I'll try it out. Yeah.
Okay. Number two. The Adventures of Batman and Robin.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. You're really getting everything you wanted, huh? I mean, this game did look really cool. I can't wait to play that. And this is something that we can do together.
Yes.
As well as Kitchen, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Adventures of Batman and Robin. Yeah, this game looks really cool from the footage we've seen. Yeah.
Now, this next one is straight up, to me, is straight up socks. Okay. You know when it's Christmas and you get socks?
Oh, really?
Or a pair of undies?
Oh, I know what it is.
This is your gift.
Uh-oh.
This is you.
I don't want it. I know what it is. I already know what it is. This is like a joke gift almost. I already guess. I'm guessing it's Time Lord, right? Time Lord?
There you go.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, yeah. Super Mario. No, I thought you were setting me up for Time Lord just now. I thought as like a gag, like somebody got Time Lord. But okay, so this is Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. Yeah, I've heard really good things about this game, and I'm looking forward to playing this. I heard it was good.
Okay, that's your gift.
And this is from the game.
From
listener Gabe.
The game.
Yeah.
So now on to the next.
Well, thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe.
Yes.
This is I'm looking forward to it. I heard it was good. I heard it was a real good game. Yeah. So.
Okay, this one comes. I don't know who sent this one.
Let me see.
I
mean,
you want to open it?
Oh,
you
sure.
It. Okay. Oh yeah, you should get in on some of this opening action.
Okay. Gosh, I wish I knew. I don't know who this is. This might be from. Well, who knows? I think this could be from Gabe too. Maybe. Gabe is. First of all, I mean, Gabe is just straight up. He's the real
deal.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield's real deal boxing.
Well, just that Genesis. You know, he got. I mean, really, I could never forget that he got Earthbound, which is really such a sought after game.
Sure.
You know, and I had just a great time with Earthbound. It's definitely not socks to me, at least. You know?
Okay.
Dang, I'm having a hard time with this. Actually, oh, here we go. I'm opening it wrong. Okay.
All right. Oh, the excitement. I'm glad you put it up to the microphone.
Yeah. I know, it's because I was really fooling with it.
Okay.
Oh, there's a couple things in here, actually. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Let's see what happens.
That's a SNES cartridge.
Oh, Schnipp. Okay. What do we have here? From Mr. Fallen himself.
Plock. Let me have a look at
this. This is a Tim Fallen game. Or, you know, he composed the music for this.
Trade West. Okay.
And then we have here...
Oh, DJ boy. Hey, now we're talking, okay? Yes, thank you.
Let's see what I see here. Just want to make sure that this is...
Oh, yeah, who sent that one?
Oh, this is from Gabe.
Gabe. Wow.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe. This is another... Well, here, let me get that plock, though, from you, actually.
Okay. Is it two-player?
That was on my list, you know.
Is it two-player?
Here. I don't know. I would think not, but... I mean, it's got the Tim Fallon soundtrack, though. You know, I think maybe Jeff Fallon too. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay. This one is from Sentimental in San Gabriel.
Okay.
Yeah, get in on that.
Did you open this already?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Okay.
Yeah, these I haven't opened yet.
Okay, it's a Nintendo game. This is creating a mess right now. Actually, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I see it. I recognize that.
This was on my list.
Right? With the sleeve and everything. Wow.
Castlevania 3.
Dracula's
Curse.
Draco,
yeah. All right, yeah. Thank you.
Sentimental and San Gabriel.
Thank you, Sentimental.
All right, and here's our last one I'll let you open.
Oh, okay. I thought you had opened more, actually.
No. Well, we got those three, and then I decided to save the other ones because you scolded me on the phone.
No, I didn't. I said, oh, you should open them with me. You know, we should do it together.
Right.
Double okay. Dragon Boys.
Hey, together. I like this. I like this. Is a pretty cool experience.
Well, yeah. No, this is like our Christmas morning.
Right.
Even though it's okay. Let's see what we got.
Way to really just paint a picture, Brent. Okay, snap a few of those. Very good.
All right. And what is it going to be?
Okay, hold on.
It's okay.
You're holding up a Genesis cartridge.
I thought I was holding a Genesis cartridge, and then I realized it's more square than that.
Okay, and I'm reading the back of the cartridge because you're holding it up, so we cannot see the front of the cartridge.
This is a Sega Master System cartridge.
It's a Mega cartridge. That's what it says on the back of it.
And
so you're about to.
I'm guessing this is the one Sega Master System game that we requested, or I requested.
I don't even remember it, but you're going to flip it over right now and reveal what it is. Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
I wanted this. You know?
At first glance, when you popped it out of the envelope, I thought it was a cassette tape. I thought someone maybe sent you a mixtape.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that, yeah. So this is from Gabe as well. So thank you, Gabe.
Gabe, another one.
Really... Hey, look, I just got to just give a big thanks to Gabe because, you know, these are games that I wanted. And of course... You know, I could never forget Earthbound. That was just a great experience in my life, actually. That was a great life experience playing Earthbound.
By the way, I know the Gabe is local. He's kind of right around the corner from LMH headquarters.
Right.
I found out recently.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'm going to set something up here where you could come by and play some Skitchen.
Do some stuff, yeah.
Some Skitchen or something.
Do some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just pull out the Genesis and get going.
Pull out the power pad.
Right.
You know, maybe I got to pull out the power pad.
Yeah. Thank you, the Gabe.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you, St. Gabriel.
Right.
And thank you, Gabriel. Okay, well, that was fun, right? That was fun?
Yeah.
We got some gifts here, huh?
We did.
I mean, just to review one more time, I got Plock, Castlevania 3, Super Mario RPG, and Alex Kidd Miracle World.
And I'm looking at DJ Boy, Batman and Robin, and Skitchen.
Yeah, that's great. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Great. All right. So that was fun. All right. Let's move to today's topic, yeah?
And today's topic is interesting because I never, ever would have gotten one of these under the Christmas tree on Christmas Day.
Oh, I don't think anybody would have unless you were Andy John's kid.
Okay.
His son.
Okay.
I knew one kid who had. Okay, basically the topic is Neo Geo.
Yes.
Right? We're kind of starting the new year or the Neo year.
The Neo. Okay, I like that.
Neo Geo. And I knew one kid who had Neo Geo, and his dad was a music producer. He produced Van Halen and he produced Led Zeppelin.
Oh, right, right.
Like, he was like this, you know, major producer, Grammy winning producer or whatever, and you know, whatever. So this kid had a Neo Geo, but okay, I'm gonna just get into a little bit of information, background information about Neo Geo. So I'm gonna fade the music out here. So the Neo Geo was made by SNK. This is SNK's system. SNK means Shin Nihon Kikaku, which I guess translates to New Japan Project, and they were founded in 1978. As far as the sound hardware goes, it's kind of like a combination of Genesis and Super Nintendo in one package. You've got four FM synth channels, three PSGs, so that's kind of similar to how, and one noise channel. That's kind of similar to what a Genesis is. But it also has seven sample channels, similar to this Super Nintendo. So you're really kind of getting, you know, two worlds combining into one, Genesis and Super Nintendo. It's a crossbreed. Let's see what else I have here. I guess this doesn't really come into play because, we decided to focus on just the years of 1990 to 1993. We wanted to try to keep the episode pure of, you know, of what this podcast is about, of being more older games. And I feel like by 1994, the music starts to sound a little too new. So to keep it more of a sort of you know, of keep more of the sound that we have of this podcast. We limited it to 1990 to 1993. Now, it, so in 1992, basically there was a sort of in-house composer group similar to the Konami Kekea Club that was their version of it was Shin Sekai Gakyoku Zatsugidan. Okay, that was SNK's sort of version of the Konami Kukea Club.
Okay,
and what that means is New World Music Performance Group, or Neo Geo, like world being like Geo, you know, Neo Geo Music Performance Group, right? So that wasn't formed until 1992. Also one other thing and you know what? I thought this would be a neat thing to start things off. This won't count as a track. I just thought to get things started is that when you turn on the Neo Geo, there's that logo.
Right.
Or every game has that logo.
Sure.
Sound. I thought we could just play that just to get things sort of started.
Oh,
you know
I
what
like
I mean?
That. Yeah.
But there actually was a composer to that logo. And the composer, the name of the composer was Yasumasa Yamada, who I think is actually a female composer. And why don't we actually, this is what we'll do before we start with your track. You're starting the episode off, but let's just play that just to this episode. You know,
when we're editing, we should put that at the beginning of the episode too. That'd be cool.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear it now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that. And I just want to see if I mention anything else. Okay. So that's what we'll do. So this is the Neo Geo logo. Okay, it's almost like we just started playing Neo Geo.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I just think that's neat that there's, it's neat that somebody, first of all, that there is a person behind that logo jingle or whatever. And that person is Yasumasa Yamada. All right. Well, anyway, let's get started. So.
Okay. To start things off, I'm going Alpha Mission 2.
Alpha Mission 2, okay.
Now, you have to understand that it was difficult finding tracks for this.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, you pointed me in the direction of the player.
Right.
And then I had issues with the player.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, I think relatively I had limited access to soundtracks in a way. I mean, I listened to a lot of stuff, but there was trouble playing some of the files and then also, or even just finding stuff online,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Now, the other thing that we need to note here is that I usually send my track list to you and you play them from your computer.
Right.
So you know what my tracks are.
Yes.
I never know what your tracks are.
Yes.
So there may be the possibility that we have the same tracks today, right?
Well, I know for sure that we have two of the same tracks.
So if you play those tracks before me, I may not have a track.
I think that if anything, I'll play one track before you, but I don't think that, I think that you'll probably play a track before me. I think you'll play one of, I'm almost positive you'll play at least one of those before me.
Is Alpha Mission 2 one of your tracks?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. Well, here is a track from Alpha Mission 2.
Wait, do you want me to reveal the tracks that we've...
No. Oh, I think it's kind of the excitement.
Okay, exciting, right. Yeah. This will be like another Christmas situation because you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get the same thing or something
okay.
like that, right?
Something.
There's something going on. All right, go on.
Okay. Okay. Alpha Mission 2 / ASO2-Last Guardian is a Neo Geo game. I don't know where this is in the game because the soundtrack, I didn't list it.
What's weird is I have it listed.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Right. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Alpha Mission 2, ASO 2 Last Guardian.
This is Area 1. This is the first stage, and which is called the Space Flight. And this is a good track. I actually had this as a backup track, actually.
I don't know if we've played a YouTube video of this before, or somehow, maybe when we were at Pablo's house, maybe we saw this or heard this. But the song sounds familiar because of the show. I mean, I think, I don't know, we played it or something.
I know what you mean. It sounds a little familiar, but I don't think we've heard it, though. And by the way, the composer on this I think it's basically... Hold on, I almost have the composers for you, actually. I think it's Yoko Osaka, and Toshikazu Tanaka, and Jijoha Kitapi, who I think that's an alias for Yoshihiko Kitamura, and also someone who goes by Kony, who I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah. It does sound familiar, though, yeah. It's good. It's a good track. Good track. Okay. I'm going to move on to a game called Ghost Pilots.
Okay.
Which I seem to remember in the arcade. I remember seeing this game in the arcade, although a lot of these, when they were only arcade games, a lot of them weren't released in North America. They really only saw North American releases when they were on the AES, you know, the Neo Geo AES.
Right.
That's the home console version of Neo Geo, which was basically the arcade. We never mentioned that, actually. Neo Geo, when Neo Geo was a home console, it was basically like having an arcade in your house.
Right.
Because it was the same... It was the same stuff that they used for the arcade, basically.
Yes. You know?
And so that was why the games were $200 a piece, and the system itself was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So AES, by the way, stands for Advanced Entertainment System. Okay? So it's sort of like a mega console, you know?
Okay.
Mega home console. Anyway, so Ghost Pilots... this is music composed by Masahiko Hataya, who had the alias Papaya. And we're going to hear the first stage of the right side. So there's, in the game, you can pick, there's three different sort of sections that you have to go through. There's the top section, which has a question mark on it. And then there's a sort of the bottom left and the bottom right. And if you pick the right side, this is the first stage of the right side. Okay? If that makes sense. This is music from Ghost Pilots for the Neo Geo. Music from Ghost Pilots for the Neo Geo. Music by Masahiko Hataya. This is the first stage of the right side. And yeah, there's some good, definitely some good tracks in the Ghost Pilots soundtrack. And this is my favorite.
Okay. I love that bass.
Right. Also, I kind of like the sort of background voice or whatever it is that's it's almost kind of going out of tune a little bit, you know? Yeah.
Moving on. Okay. That was not a track I picked, by the way.
Right. I think you're bound to play a track that I pick.
Magician Lord.
That's a track I picked.
Stage 4.
That's the track I
the
picked.
The track.
That's a track. That's that specific stage is what I picked, yes.
Okay.
Well, I got a lot to say about this track.
Oh, anyway. Really?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, I'll talk about it after you. I mean, yeah.
Did you know about this before the St. John suggestion?
Yes.
You knew about Magician Lord?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it, but this is what they call the duet between the SNES and the Genesis.
Oh yeah, well that's what he says.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And that's what he said.
straight up. When you listen to this track, that's what you get. Who did you have for the composer?
Yeah, the composer on this is Hiroaki Shimizu. Hiroaki Shimizu. That's who it is. Hiroaki Shimizu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's play the track and discuss.
First of all, let me just say this.
What do you
Okay,
got?
Fine. Let's play the track
That's what
and we'll
I'm
discuss.
Saying.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Here we go. Magician Lord.
So, by the way, I think this track, I don't think you mentioned it, was, I think it's called Castle of Devils. Stage 4.
Stage 4.
And, again, the composer on this is Hiroaki Shimizu. Now, to me, this just sounds so much like an 80s fantasy movie, doesn't it? You know? Doesn't it sound like an 80s fantasy adventure movie? You know?
Okay. I can get that, yeah.
I mean, you know, I just think it totally sounds like the soundtrack to, you know, some kind of movie like, you know, Neverending Story or something like that. Or,
right.
I mean, it sounds like Giorgio Moroder, actually. I like this part a lot, actually.
This part, turn this up.
I mean, that part especially really sounds like an 80s fantasy movie. You know?
Right. You know what that reminded me of a lot is what Rob Hubbard does in his Electronic Arts titles. Yeah, very reminiscent of, say, Road Rash or Desert Strike.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If you're familiar with those games. And El Rob.
Well, this to me, it just sounds very... I know what you mean, actually, on that. But it's funny because it also just sounds very electronic, sort of, you know, movie soundtrack kind of sound to it, you know? It sounds really cinematic, but electronic style though,
right?
You know? But yeah, very Giorgio Moroder, you know, or a Tangerine Dream, you know, it really sounds like that kind of, it really sounds like Giorgio Moroder, actually.
I don't know who.
Well, Giorgio Moroder did the music to Never Ending Story, but he did a lot of stuff. He did American Gigolo, and he did, he did a ton of stuff. He was, you know, he was really hot in the 80s, you know? But let's hear that one part again one more time. I think this just so, this sounds so much like an 80s fantasy movie, just all the way, you know?
Right there.
Yeah, that part's the best.
Love that. You know what?
Sorry,
Magician Lord.
Automatically. Oh, sorry.
Magician Lord was a, it was bundled with a system.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. This is, actually, I think this is like one of the first, this is the second game for the system or something like that, I think.
I like that. There's Super Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, Bonk, Magician Lord.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but let's not forget Keith. Keith Courage.
Keith Courage, right. Right.
Right.
And much like the Time Lord, Magician Lord did not get very favorable reviews.
Oh, did it not?
No.
Oh, really?
It didn't get as terrible reviews as Time Lord.
Uh-huh.
But still not, it wasn't a home run.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a tough gig for a lord in the video game world.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of obstacles for a lord to come up in the video game world.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. I love that chord change right there.
It's great.
All right. So we're going to hear next from Thrash Rally.
That's my track.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's your track. Or is it the same track or is it not?
Oh, I bet it is.
I bet it's not.
We'll see.
I mean, I could bet very confidently that it's not.
Okay.
Let's see. So we're going to hear, look, I'm telling you right now, it's not actually.
Okay.
But the track is that I'm going to play is Round 4, 1,000 Lakes, Finland. Oh, you know what though? You know, our numbers were mixed up though. Remember?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, maybe it is the same track.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if your number was the same as mine,
well,
actually.
Just to let the listeners know, I found, I was able to acquire every ROM for the Neo Geo,
right?
And it's completely different than where the sites that you went to,
right?
And my ROMs, they don't list track titles, and the order is completely different.
Oh well, my track titles, this one didn't list the track titles, but I went into gameplay footage to find out where it was in the game, though. You know, I do that with all my tracks, actually.
Sure.
And I did that with some other stuff too. So all right, so So this is Thrash Rally. It could be a track you picked. Maybe it is, actually, because there's some good tracks here. There's a couple. I had a hard time deciding between Round 4, 1,000 Lakes, Finland, and Round 3, Acropolis, Greece.
Okay.
I went with Finland, 1,000 Lakes, Finland, Round 4. The music, did I say the composer already? I don't think so, right? Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu, who did the music to Magician Lord. So this is music from Thrash Rally on the Legacy Music Hour, Focus on Neo Geo. We'll be right back. Thrash Rally. This is Finland, round 4, 1,000 Lakes. And it's music by Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu. And I didn't think you would have picked this track, because I just think, I don't know, it's just, this is more my style, you know?
I definitely did not pick this track, but it is a jam.
I love the part, the breakdown, you know? First of all, this is just very sort of elevatory in a way, you know? And but I love this sort of breakdown thing, just everything going on, the synth and then the drums and the bass, everything about it is just really going off on this part right here, coming up right here. Listen to the drums. The bass. And then it goes back to this sort of like 70s kind of disco-y kind of sound or something. I don't know. And it's just really good. That part sold me. That really sold me on the track, you know? To me, that part, that's what took it. That's what beat out the other track I picked, the Grease track, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I just love that part. That part's just so good. It's such a jam part, you know? Because, anyway. I kind of want to hear that part one more time, is the thing. is all, you know? Because I want to just... All right.
Okay.
It's coming up. It's coming up right here. So good right there.
Right.
So
right.
Good.
Ninja Combat.
Yes, Ninja Combat.
This is a game I was listening to, and it's funny. While I was listening to the soundtrack, I decided to give you a call to find out what the restrictions were.
No. You were listening to 8-Man when you called me.
Oh, was it 8-Man?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ninja Combat.
No, I recommended this to you.
Ah.
Oh, I think no. You had heard, you already had listened to some of this already,
right?
But
right.
I think when you called me, I was hearing 8-Man over the phone. Yeah.
No, you know what? I switched games in the middle because I just downloaded the player.
Oh, okay.
So I went 8-Man, then I was going Ninja Combat.
Yeah.
And then you said that's when you recognized the soundtrack, and you said I just sent you an email with the ending.
Well, I said okay. There was a couple tracks I heard that I didn't pick actually, but I just thought Rob would really like them. I thought,
right.
Oh, these are Rob tracks all the way.
Right.
And the track that was the most I thought would be a Rob track was this Ninja Combat track, the ending track to Ninja Combat.
Right. And since my ROM was different than yours, I was listening to different tracks, so I didn't have the song titles.
Uh huh.
But then you said we started scrolling, listening together, which is kind of funny, until we found the ending, and no doubt, right up the Switch's alley.
Yeah, I was just like, this is so you right here. Because it's like totally, it's like a power ballad situation or something, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Ending, Ninja Combat.
This was a backup track for me, but I didn't end up picking it though. Yeah.
Well, it's getting picked right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
combat.
Yeah, this is, you know those guitar riffs that come in? They really sound like Fallen, Tim Fallen kind of guitar almost. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? There's like, da, da, da. I don't know, I can't. I'm embarrassed that I tried to hum that just now, but it reminded me of Tim Fallon. But yeah, this is a good track. Yeah.
The composers listed as Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So those are the guys. This is you know what I've been noticing is a lot of these titles are available on the Virtual Console.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. And since the Neo Geo is still out of my price range, I think I'll go Virtual Console.
Yeah. I'm not, yeah. You know me, I'm a purist, you know.
How is it possible that that this thing is still hundreds of dollars?
Right.
The system.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. I still can't justify that expense.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, yeah. Well, it's like owning an arcade machine.
Right. But then I'd rather have an arcade machine with boards.
Right.
Like Pablo has.
Right.
But do you know for the longest time I thought that Neo Geo games came on tapes?
Oh, really?
Yes. When I was a kid.
You mean like VHS tapes?
Tapes.
Because they were that big.
Right. I thought
giant cartridges, yeah.
I thought there was a roll of film or some kind of tape, like a VHS style.
That's interesting. That's funny that you thought that.
And then I thought, wow, I wouldn't you have to rewind to a certain part of the game. That's how foreign the Neo Geo was to me.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's funny that you had to rewind it. Or if you rented it, you have to make sure you rewind it before you return the tape.
Be kind, Geo-wind.
Yeah. There's a Tim Fallon riff coming up right here, I think. You hear that? Da, da, da.
Yeah,
that's so Tim Fallon, I feel like, you know? All right, move on to a game that, I wish I had access to the full soundtrack on this one. Top Players Golf. This is music by Kikuko Hataya. And this is... not to be confused with Masahiko Hataya. This is a different person. Kikuko Hataya. This is this is a golf game, and as we've learned on over the course of this podcast, the golf games just have great music, right? And this game has some really great jazzy kind of fusion-y kind of tracks, and unfortunately, I could only. I couldn't get the soundtrack to work for me, you know?
Right.
And so I'm just going to play this off of YouTube, basically. There's a clean version of this track, this one track, but I wish I had access to the whole thing because I watched gameplay footage of it, and the other levels or whatever have really good music also. But anyway, this one might be the best one, though, of the bunch, although they're all really good. But so this is this is called Carnival. Carnival, main one. It's the background music number one. So Carnival from Top Players Golf. Players Golf This is, to me, this, I think this is my favorite track so far. Okay. I mean, this is up my alley. You know
right.
I mean, this
right.
is really my kind of thing here, you know? But Top Players Golf, Kukuko Hataya is a composer, and this is Carnival, main theme one, I guess, main one. And this is, I love that breakdown, you know, the breakdown near the end. There's like a drum solo. It's basically a drum solo, and that's just the best part of this. It's coming up right here, I think. That's the best right there. I love that solo. But also, I love the main part of this piece too. Like, just this part right here. It's just got a cool melody, and it's just, this is just a really cool, it's kind of funky, it's jazz fusion-y, it's also kind of elevator-y, you know? It's got a lot of stuff I like, you know?
By the way, did we mention the year restriction for this episode?
Yes.
Okay, forgot about that. Yeah, I think that was a good move because the sound is still very much of that era.
Yes, yes.
No doubt. Yeah. Moving on. Quiz Metante.
Yes, this is a track I picked.
Neo and Geo, Quiz Daisosu Sen Part 2.
Oh, you're going Part 2. Oh, you're going Part 2. Okay, okay.
Yes, I'm going Part 2.
Okay.
But oh. No, because there's Quiz Daisosa Sen, The Last Countdown.
Yeah, that's the first one.
And then there's Quiz Metai.
No, it's Metantai. Metantai, Neo and Geo.
Quiz Daisosa Sen Part 2.
And I think that the Japanese would probably pronounce it Neo and Geo.
Neo and Geo, yeah. Or not Neo and Geo.
Well, probably, I mean, well,
oh, wait,
it is Neo Geo.
So you got Part 1, see, I do have
I have both, just so you know.
Oh, you do?
I got both covered.
Oh, man, should I go Part 2 or Part 1 first?
Oh, you have both.
Yeah, I have both,
oh,
too.
Oh, I know what happened. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just not going to say anything. I'll say no more.
Okay.
I'll say no more.
Okay.
I remember now what happened. I remember what the deal is. But
do you have a track from Quiz Daisosa?
I got tracks from both of them.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm still going to play my track. I'm going to go Part 2 first.
Just play what you were going to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you find a composer for this?
Yeah. I got everything. I even know where the stuff is in the game too.
Oh, really?
Well, I look at the tracks that I...
Right, right, right.
I mean, I look through all the... I watch the entire gameplay footage of this.
I don't think we have the same the same track.
Well, we'll see. Maybe. Wait, hold on. I'll give you the composer, okay? The composer is... first of all, this is a Japanese-only release.
Okay.
This wasn't released on the North American Neo Geo console. But the composers are Yoshihiko Kitamura, who's... had the alias Jojoha Kitapi, Yasuo Yamate, who had the alias Tate Norio, Yoko Osaka, Hiroaki Shimizu, Toshikazu Tanaka, who had the alias Tarkoon, and Rikuo. And I actually had help from our friend Kelly. Actually, I had him watch the staff roll, and
because
he knows Japanese, and helped me with the composers on that. Actually,
nice.
I mean, through some of my own knowledge of the SNK composers, and him sort of deciphering some of the aliases and stuff, I was able to put it together who these people were. I don't know what tracking you play, but this is an interesting game. I don't know if you watched the gameplay footage, but there's this I had to go through this Japanese site that Nico site, which is like a Japanese YouTube basically, and this is a really funny weird game. There's all these cameos and celebrity cameos in it and stuff, and we'll I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Well,
good detective work on that.
No, it was a lot of, it is like detective work. That's what it feels like, actually.
Right.
Deciphering who these composers are.
Okay, here we go. quiz metante, neo and geo quiz disosa sen part two.
By the way, the name of those, the full name of those, of the characters, Neo and Geo or whatever, is Neo, I think Neo McDonald, Neo McDonald, and yes. Geo Kentucky. That's their name, full names. The Neo characters, the characters' names.
Oh, really?
And actually, in the first quiz game, yeah, they look white. They look like white guys.
Okay.
But then they change them to Japanese guys in the second one, it seems like.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. This is not a track that you...
No, I like a lot of tracks from this game. And this was on my... This is a backup.
Right.
And this whole soundtrack is pretty cool. It's very... I don't know, it's just cool. It has a cool sound to it. It reminds you of, I don't know, 80s adult stuff.
Right. It's good drums. Turn that up.
All right. Well, I could go into some of my quiz games, you know, but I'm still going to hold off, though, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm just, what I'm going to do, I'm not trying to flush you out, you know what I mean? I had an order of the tracks I was going to play. I'm going to go by the order I originally decided on, you know, before knowing that we had some of the same tracks.
Okay.
So next up, I'm going to play something from Mutation Nation. All right.
I did not know about this game.
This is music by Masahiko Hataya, alias Papaya. Also did Ghost Pilots. You hear a lot of the same composers on this because most of these games were, you know, made by SNK. Mm-hmm. Some of them were made by Alpha Denshi or whatever it's called. But anyway, this is the ending track from Mutation Nation for the Neo Geo. Mutation Nation, music by Masahiko Hataya, otherwise known as Papaya. This is the ending track. It's got the orchestra hits in it.
Oh, I love that.
And this is just a feel-good track, kind of, huh?
Yeah.
Especially at the end. The end is super feel-goody. Yeah? It's like this part right here. Love that right there. I also like how the orchestra hits are kind of, I don't know, they're kind of dissonant in a way, you know? I like that, yeah. Like that. I think of all the tracks, this might not be my favorite track, but I like it a lot.
Okay.
This one got stuck in my head the most, you know? I kept on singing to myself. You know, that opening melody, you know?
Right.
That got stuck in my head a lot, anyway. So.
Nice track. Good one. Okay. Moving along, we have here Blues Journey.
Okay.
Boss Music.
You sure you don't want to play your quiz, your other quiz track,
other
before
quiz
you,
track?
Before I snatch it from you?
Maybe I should.
I don't know, probably. I have a feeling that your other quiz... You picked both quiz games.
Yes.
You did, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's up to you. You do what
no,
you
I'm
do.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go quiz Dysosis.
Oh, you are.
The last
okay. You're trying to sneak it from me, huh?
Okay. No, you tried to sneak it from me, but then...
Because I'm going to be honest with you. My next track, I'm going to play this quiz show, The Last Countdown, and I'm pretty sure it's the same track.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to play it then.
All right. Fine. It's a good track.
If it is that
I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, so quiz Dysosasin, The Last Countdown. You want the composers on this?
Yeah.
Again, thanks to our friend Kelly for helping out with figuring out the composers of this. Again, this is a Japanese-only release. The Yasuo Yamate, credited as Tate Norio, Hiroaki Shimizu, and... Mako, some alias called Mako, okay? And I think the track you're going to play, I think, if I'm correct, is Story Select.
We'll find out
now. There's two stories you can select, and there's the screen where you get to select the story. I think that's the track you're going to play, I think. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Quiz Dysosasin, The Last Countdown.
And this was, in fact, the track I picked, which is Story Select.
Well, thank you for warning me, or else I would have been one less track with one last track.
Yeah.
That's very big of you, actually, Brent.
Well, I mean, you know.
Appreciate it.
Hey, look, it's a good track. You can have it.
It's a great track. I love this track.
I love this track, too. It's just, it reminds me of 80s adult kind of movies or something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
There's something cinematic about it.
Yes.
And
cinematic,
by the way, we never talked about what these games are. They're basically these quiz games. They're like a pop culture trivia kind of quiz game, basically. And you fight your opponents by engaging in these quizzes, basically. You know, answering trivia questions.
Right.
And that's how you get through the game. And this game in particular has a bunch of celebrities in it. Marty McFly is in it, and Doc Brown is in it, you know, from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And they also have a guy, looks like Jack Nicholson is in it. And there's another guy who kind of, I don't know. There's some, Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan's in it.
Jackie Chan is in it.
Jackie Chan makes an appearance. And it's neat. It's a weird game because it's, the art style is very kind of realistic, but it looks very 80s though. Also, it reminds me of those kind of the illustrations look really 80s to me. They remind me of old 80s murals that you would see on the freeway and stuff.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Kind of, you know. Anyway, I totally picked this track. I thought this track is just really cool. Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to play a track now from Part 2, the sequel to this game, which you did not pick this track. I did. So this is, again, Quiz Metanate Neo and Geo Quiz Dysosasin Part 2. Again, okay. This is a Japanese-only release. The composers are Yoshihiko Kitamura, who is actually Jojoha Kitapi, Yasuo Yamate, who is Tate Norio, Yoko Osaka, and Hiroaki Shimizu, and also Toshikazu Tanaka, who's credited as Tarkun, and Rikuo. Okay, So we're going to hear credits from story number two. Like okay. I said, there's two stories you can pick in both of these games. And this is, if you pick the second story, this is the credits for that one. Okay. From Quiz Metante Neo and Geo Quiz Daiso Sasin Part 2. And this is the credits to Story 2. And I was getting goosebumps listening to this just now, actually.
Goosebumps?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's kind of uplifting, you know? It's just really good, you know? And, you know, something about these games, they're just really cinematic, but in a really 80s kind of way. The way it's almost, they're kind of TV show-like also, because they, the way the credits come on, it's like a TV show, especially on the first one, The Last Countdown. It's like, at the end, there's this kind of joke thing that happens. Like, they complete the mission, and then the guys, their boss is like, he says something like, okay, now you guys got to cook, or something like that. And then it shows the guys kind of freaking out about cooking, and then it goes to the credits and it's like a TV show, you know? And same thing with this, it's very cinematic or something. But this track is just, the way that the track progresses, there's something really feel good. There's a feel good, uplifting feel to this track.
Feel good.
There's something that.
Hey, this part. Orchestra hits always make me feel good.
Oh, sure, yeah. This part right here. Then it like modulates or something like that. That part right there is just so uplifting. Yeah.
Fading orchestra hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why don't we do Blues Journey?
Okay. By the way, you taking two of my tracks just now made it so that now I have to dip into my backups.
Okay.
Anyway, just so you know. But.
I know. You know what's funny is that's, I didn't want that to happen to me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm okay with it happening to you.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I don't know what that says. But I apologize. I apologize.
Hey, you know what? I like it. I mean, I'm into it. Yeah.
Well, you had those tracks picked out anyway. Right?
I mean, they were backups. I had backups.
Backups.
I had backups.
Okay.
I think you had one backup, I think.
Okay.
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
That's it?
I just want to play it. I want to play it. Then we'll talk about
it.
Okay. Let's get it going.
All right. Let's play. It's not even called Blues Traveler.
No. Blues Journey.
Yeah, I know.
Blues Journey boss music. Yeah. Let's get it going.
Okay.
Blues Journey. Boss Music.
This is a good track.
Really digging that.
In Japan, this is called Ragai or Ragui, or something right. like that.
Composer is Yuka Watanabe.
It's cool.
It's rich.
I like that it's, it seems like it's going to end, you know, but then it just goes into this breakdown section.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good track. All right, we're going to hear next. Okay, so this is one of my backup tracks. I wasn't going to play this originally, but Eight Man.
Okay.
This is, first of all, this game looks really cool. It's a two-player simultaneous, and it's sort of like a beat-em-up situation, and it looks really cool. So we're going to hear stage 1-1. I wasn't sure if I should play stage 1-2 or stage 1-1, but we'll just go with stage 1-1. And this track, it's... let's hear it. So here we go. This is music from 8 Man for the Neo Geo. Music from 8 Man, and this is stage 1-1, and this is music composed by Yoshihiko Kitamura, who's credited as Jijoha Kitapi, Yoko Osaka, and also someone else credited as Makiko, which could be the same person as Mako from the other game that we heard.
Yep.
And I don't know, Makiko, that sounds like that could be Masahiko, like an alias for Masahiko, maybe? And if it is Masahiko, then that's Masahiko Hataya. So, I don't know. That's a possibility. But, anyway, this is stage 1-1, and this just, to me, this just sounds like some sort of, you know, one of these kind of quirky rock bands from the 80s, you know, like Oingo Boingo or something, like, especially the beginning. Like, listen to the beginning, it's just totally Oingo Boingo, I think. Yeah. Yeah. It just sounds like an Oingo Boingo, or even like the Motels, the band The Motels, or even like the B-52s, maybe, you know? It's kind of like one of those kind of bands, but with the kind of a hard rock edge to it as well, you know? But, you know that band Oingo Boingo?
Yeah. Close out my set with Thrash Rally.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I definitely have another track from Thrash Rally I'll be playing on a future episode.
Okay. Yeah. Now I've got Neo Geo tracks to pick. I'm glad that 2 years in, we finally decided to set our sights on Neo and Geo.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's how, well, I just remember there's a store called Geo that's a chain of, it's actually where I found a lot of used video games in Japan, and it was called Geo, but everyone was calling it Geo though. But I don't know. That's just...
It would make sense.
I don't know. It makes sense, yeah.
Okay. I don't have a name for this, but we're going to find out right after.
I got composers, though, if you want.
What do you got?
Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu.
Boom. Here we go. Title, track,
Tell
Thrash,
screen.
Thrash Rally.
Yeah.
This, there it is. That's a jam. Love that. Was this on your backup at all?
It wasn't, but I think this is a good track. Though. Yeah.
No.
No, the other. Well, I told you what my other track was. Oh, that's.
I'm getting goosebumps now.
We kind of didn't fully start over when we came back, but
right.
Sorry. It's good. It's a good track. Huh? All right. Super Sidekicks. All right. It's a soccer game. Super Sidekicks. This is music composed by Yoshihiko Kitamura, who's credited as Jojoha Kitapi. By the way, there's not exact confirmation that they're the same person, but it's like 99% looking like that they're the same person. And Yoko Osaka. We're going to hear Team Select. Okay, this is the Team Select screen.
Yeah.
And this is music from Super Sidekicks. From Super Sidekicks, and this is Team Select from composers Yoshihiko Kitamura and Yoko Osaka. And this is one of my backup tracks again, because this has kind of got a smooth kind of situation going on.
Yeah.
But for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. This is our focus on Neo Geo music. This is our first time delving into the Neo Geo stuff.
Right. I'm not too familiar with the Neo Geo system and the game, so
neither am I, yeah.
Maybe there's people out there that are thinking, hey, I can't believe you. Those games are so obvious. Right. Why don't you play this other game? Right. There's some limitations.
Well, obviously, there's all the fighting games that we didn't play on this episode. Right. With Fatal Fury, World Heroes, and things like that. But King of Monsters.
Yes.
But I didn't play those because I feel like I listened to those. I kind of listened to the ported versions of those on, you know, the Super Nintendo and Genesis had ported versions of those games. And so I kind of listened to those soundtracks already, I feel like, you know. So that's why I kind of was exploring games I had never heard of or, you know, even ports of, you know.
Yeah.
So, full track listing there. And also, if you want to vote for your favorite three tracks, you can send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com. Just put episode 114 poll.
Right.
And the listeners and Rob and I will vote on our three favorite tracks, and we'll eventually release the results. And it's just a little thing for fun to see.
Funsies.
It's fun. And so you can do that. And you can also contact us there if you have any questions or comments. You can also call us.
321.
Yes, Rob. You can call us in 321.
Is it? No.
Blast off.
847.
No.
No.
It's
wow, I forgot the number.
I can't believe you forgot the number. You say it every time.
I think
it's a 281.
281 Sonic 91.
Okay.
Yeah. 281-321. Right?
Right. No. No.
281 Sonic 91.
But
give us a rating on iTunes. Check out the poll on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is where we release a poll, or we release it now, and I'm going to say it right now, actually, what the poll is for 112.
Yes, please.
Okay, so episode 112, that was the shopping episode, okay? It was a four-way tie for first place. So there was only a first place. It was only first place because it was a four-way tie. And Sword World was one of those tracks. Sword World SFC, Store of Miracles. Mado Monogatari 1, Shop Theme 2. That was another one of the tracks that was tied for first. Skater Die 2, The Search for Double Trouble, Level 2, The Mall. That was another one. And the fourth one, Morio Sankey Madara, Weapon Market. So those four tied for first. All right. So we'll see what ties for first next week with episode 113.
What's our next topic?
Our next week's topic is mountains. You want to do
mountains?
Mountain levels, mountain areas, mountain areas. Levels or mountain areas.
Sure.
And that's what's going to go down for next week.
Okay.
What else? Anything else here? I think that's it, right? And feel free to comment on legacymusicour.com as well. Okay. All right. So we'll leave you. Once again, thank you so much to Gabe and Gabriel. Two Gabes, right?
Sentimental and San Gabriel and the Gabe.
I'm sorry, I don't know the real name of Gabe. I've grown to just think his name is just straight up Sentimental.
We know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would rather keep it that way.
You want to keep it anonymous?
Unless, I think that's his nickname, but also, you know, you don't want to give out people's names if they don't want to.
Sure. Well, anyway, thank you to both of you for the gifts. So
much appreciated.
Yes. Big time, in a major way. All right. We're going to leave you with Football Frenzy. This is obviously a football game. This is music composed by Yasuo Yamate, who's credited as Tate Norio, and Yoshihiko Kitamura, who's credited as Jojoha Kitapi, and also someone who goes by Tina Terko. Sounds like an alias, but I don't know who that is. And we're going to hear credits, you know, to close it out with some credits. Okay.
Yes.
So credits from Football Frenzy for the Neo Geo. My name is Brent Weinbach.
F Switch.
Thank you for listening.